Time to bring in our good friend Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, stocks, politics, sports. He brings many years of experience to those subjects and more. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning to you and everybody out there in Robinhood Radio. I found that commentary that preceded this quite good, quite accurate, and indeed, we need more conversation like that to wake us up.
You know, it's
to what's going on in this country.
You know, that's the reason I played it, because you know it used to be when you were a celebrity. Okay, I'm not talking about businesses here, but when you were a celebrity and you were conservative and you said outrageous things that maybe offended liberals, and if you were a liberal and you said outrageous things that offended conservatives, people made up their own mind whether they wanted to support you at your endeavor or not if you were a celebrity. And now networks have taken it upon themselves to silence people who say things that might be offensive to people, not letting people make that decision themselves. It's like the universities have been more and more upsetting me because students stop speakers from coming on campus because they don't like what they're saying. And that's so against us. And this cancel culture is so weird nowadays. We used to let the marketplace decide. And it's not like somebody's getting up there and yelling, you know. There's certain things that you can't say. But if you're a celebrity and you want to try to use your weight and you think it's going to help you more than hurt you, you should be allowed to voice your opinions and not worry about being fired. What's your opinion on that, Jim?
I'm totally there. Yeah. I'm totally there. I think, though, that when one is given, shall we say, the microphone or a soapbox, they inherit a certain responsibility to their listeners. And that is to speak the truth, speak their truth, and their truth might be totally opposite a lot of other people's truths. But if it is their truth, and if they've lived it or are living it, please step forward, give us your truth, give us some ideas, give us some help. Because frankly, right now, this country is desperate. We are desperate for help. We have basically somehow gotten ourselves into a box whereby registering your opinion is great. And I'll come back to it quickly and say you must be truthful, frankly, to be effective and to be heard. But when we have begun to allow, and we have allowed, particularly in the Republican Party, people like Johnson of Wisconsin, who outright lie about the insurrection, outright lie about the people who caused the insurrection. And most Republicans just go along enabling the lie by not saying anything. Now, in fairness, Blunt, senior man in the Republican Party, has basically come out with a comment that said, hey, you know, you're not seeing this as is real. But that's strong potatoes for what's necessary. If we are going to succeed as a country to get beyond the last 4 years of divisiveness, of someone in the White House basically blaming a nation for the flu, as he called it, the Hong Kong flu, the China flu, and that's your past president. He has stimulated an incredible amount of prejudice and hate in this country, starting with Charlottesville. Remember Charlottesville? Things a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Blood and soil. The first anti-Semitic march we've seen in a long, long time. And that was allowed, not addressed, by President Trump, and thereby he gave permission to those people who are involved in prejudice and hate to go about their business. It's only gotten worse. Blaming China, when indeed we were derelict in our duty, we now have 536,000 people dead. I think the Chinese have just a portion of that number. We got all over in the beginning of the Trump administration. Mexican. He comes down an elevator with his model wife. All those Mexicans, they're rapists and they're drug dealers. Setting the stage for anti-Hispanic, Mexican hyperbole, which is all prejudicial in nature. He's done it with the Jews. He's done it now with the Chinese. Here's where it happened. I don't care what is in your head or your heart. You have to have common sense. You want to have a country? You want to have a country. That's number one. You want to have a country where you can go to a store and not look around? You want a country where your kid can go out in the street and ride the bike and you're not afraid he's going to get hit with a bat because some kid didn't like him? The last 4 years have given permission to that kind of behavior. Trump said at rallies with thousands of people on television, I don't like him. You know, slam him down, hit him out. I'll pay the legal fees. That was a man who was the president of the United States. He was out in Long Island. And he said to a group of people, you know, don't be so easy on these guys when you're going to arrest them. Leave their head alone. That's what's in the culture, folks. That's why you have these terrorists, these lowlifes, these people who don't have a clue, who are stupid, who are ignorant, who are lacking in gratefulness for the greatest country in the world. Ex-President Trump has done it, and he's done it, one, massively, by being so verbose, and two, by being a significantly powerful bully who has basically put the Republicans in a box. He's got them in a box because they either owe Russia for money. He's got them in the box because he's got the scandals on them sex-wise, drug-wise, and so forth. So it's very, very simple. Go inside yourself. If you want a country, then you vote for your country. You speak out for your country. And you don't allow these liars to destroy the culture and this country. And I'll tell you right now, I was very startled by this, but it's a product of the last 4 years. You know what I saw the other yesterday? Huh. MSNBC, you can get up. A little documentary where a woman was interviewing members of what they call the Black Militia. This was in Georgia. Black men are in training with guns. You know why? They're fed up. They're fed up with their brothers and sisters being shot for no reason and with no recall. So you better get yourselves together because we got to do a lot of work here. And it starts with our leadership.
You know, when we sit here right now on this show is live on Tuesday, March 23rd, we have passed the money that and infrastructure stuff that's needed for dealing with the pandemic. There's bigger things on the line ahead of us. I guess the way I sit here and say Dr. Seuss books that were taken off the market. Nobody forced this company. See, there's a difference where people are forgetting about this, Jim. People are calling it cancel culture. Nobody forced them to do it. The people that run the Seuss Foundation that sell all his memorabilia looked at this and said to themselves, you know what? We'll take these books down. These six books out of all the books he's written, we'll take them down and offline and not for sale. That was purely a business decision. Nobody forced them to do it. Nobody forced them to do it. They did it themselves. I look at that and I try to say to people, that was their decision. You might not like their decision, but as somebody that's out there trying to protect the future integrity of Dr. Seuss, they just thought, all right, this was written many, many years ago at a different time, but these six books don't play now. I have no problem with businesses doing that. Here's where I have a problem, Jim, and I have lots of friends who I have big political differences with. And you know what? I don't care. We give our differences, we talk our differences, we do it. But when I see people band together and try to force businesses out of business because maybe their president or maybe their CEO believes in a certain political philosophy, I get upset. I get upset. I don't necessarily agree with the person who owns Home Depot and what he does. I don't necessarily agree with the guy that owns that pillow company. But these are people that operate businesses that employ people, and it's different. Now, you took the controversy that happened with the guy that owned that pizza company where he said something that was racist. The company had to act on that because that's different. But you know what? If somebody supports and gives money, like do you remember during the campaign when it came out that the guy that owns Goya, the bean company that sells beans, donated to the Trump campaign? I was in a supermarket and I love beans, and I was buying some Goya beans, and somebody said, you know, that the guy that runs that company supports Trump. So I said, well, you know what? If that guy that owns the Goya company was in this area and he was listening to my station, we're totally different people. I don't support Trump. He does. I mean, he can listen to my station. I'm not going to blackball him from, you know, that's where we've got as a country. That's where we have to come together as people and say, you know what? It's not bad that we have political differences. It's not bad that we have policy differences. But the line has been crossed, though, between your decisions like that and people acting out in ways that are just not right. I mean, it's you can have your choice to do what you want, but to try to start a campaign or try to muffle somebody because you don't believe in their political affiliation, that's totally different than somebody who gets out and says something that's offensive and wrong and a lie. That's where there is no line anymore, Jim. You know, there is nobody looks back and says that, hey, the United States in the 1940s and 30s and 50s and 60s is different than the United States in 2021. There were different times and things that happened back there historically. You know, you shouldn't. It's the wrong path to go down. If we had more people that allowed people to speak their own opinions, and I'm not talking about lies, but their own political opinions, you wouldn't have this huge divide we have in this country.
Amen. Amen. And there was a time and a place in this country where we were able to do that. That's the whole thing. It can be done. It's not an impossible thing. We have a history of doing it. We go in and out of it as things are, you know, things change, mature, get different. But we've always come back to that thing in the, I believe it's the Constitution. It's called free speech. But it's free speech. Now, they didn't add truth. I think the scholars of the Constitution, they felt they were doing something noble, and their fellow citizens were noble, and they would speak the truth. But they did allow for people to make mistakes. But the thing is, it also allows other people to say, hey, that's a mistake. Like I'm saying now, the behavior of anybody at the Capitol on the 6th of January was basically a vote against not only this great country, but it was a vote against the individual who was doing it. That individual was saying, no, I don't want a body to govern me. I want to be like a person in the street who decides I'm going to belt somebody over the head because I like their bike, or I'm going to do whatever because I want to do it. The country was built on freedom. What was done at the Capitol was the denial of freedom. I would hope that folks out there are really getting this into the heads of their children. Gratefulness for this country. If we don't get more grateful, we're going to lose it.
It's, you know, I just go back to the McCarthy era when we had a politician who gained some power for a short period of time, and the country worked its way out of it. Unfortunately, what happened here with a president who didn't understand what the power of his words meant, the long-lasting effects, 4 years of that is very hard to unravel. The McCarthy era, it took about a year and a half to 2 years to unravel the damage that he did in this country. So, you know, we're on that road, Jim, and so we only have about 2 or 3 minutes left. But, you know, it affects everything. The inability for Americans to get along and understand that there's nothing wrong to have a different points of view. There is something wrong when you lie and you push hatred and you push racism, and that is definitely wrong. But Americans have to understand that we're called a melting pot for a reason. And I think the majority of our people now living forgot about that.
I just want to take advantage of my free speech and simply say Donald Trump knew exactly what he was doing with every word he said. He was right out of the Goebbels Hitler playbook. Lie, 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 lie. Eventually, they believe it. He was right out of the playbook. Pick a group. Let's jump on them. Let's give these people something to holler and scream about while I'm stealing. That's exactly what he and his family have been doing. And if we can't not say it, but realize what's been going on, I think as an individual, you're in trouble because you're dealing in a different world. You're dealing in another world. Anyhow, great show. Thanks to Mr. Mars to begin, and Mr. Hey, the mile, all the M's, MM, they're out there today. Very powerful.
All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
You got it, buddy.
Take care.
Have a good one. Everybody take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.